AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is not giving up on Greenland. He says he may punish countries with tariffs if they don't back the U.S. controlling Greenland.
We need Greenland for national security very badly. If we don't have it, we have a big hole in national security, especially when it comes to what we're doing in terms of the Golden Dome and all of the other things.
Greenland is the semi-autonomous territory of NATO ally Denmark. Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski is part of a group of senators in Denmark to talk about Greenland.
The vast majority, some 75%, will say we do not think that that is a good idea. This senator from Alaska does not think it is a good idea.
The president had not previously mentioned using tariffs to try to force the Greenland issue. President Trump is announcing the outlines of a health care plan he wants Congress to consider.
It is a tremendous plan. It's called the Great Health Care Plan.
Republicans are under increasing pressure to address rising health costs after lawmakers let subsidies expire. The president has not gone into great detail.
The money is going to be paid directly to the people. So it goes directly, not to the companies, not to the insurance companies. It's going to go directly to the people, and the people are going to buy their own health care. They'll get much better health care at a much reduced rate.
Democrats rejected the idea as a paltry substitute for the tax credits that had helped lower many Americans' high monthly premiums. The president's plan also focuses on lowering drug prices and requiring insurance companies to be more upfront about costs. When he ran for president in 2024, Donald Trump said he only had concepts of a plan to address health care. A White House official says President Trump plans to pardon former Puerto Rico Governor Wanda Vasquez. She pleaded guilty last August to a campaign finance violation and a federal case that authorities say also involved a former FBI agent and a Venezuelan banker. This is AP News. The rhetoric is heating up in Iran.
As Iran returns to uneasy calm after a wave of protests that drew a harsh, bloody crackdown, a senior hardline cleric in Tehran is calling for the death penalty for detained demonstrators and directly threatened U.S. President Donald Trump. Executions, as well as killing of peaceful protesters, are two of the red lines laid down by Trump for possible military action against Iran. The harsh repression that has left several thousand people dead appears to have succeeded in stifling the demonstrations. The U.S.-based Human Rights Activist News Agency says the death toll has reached at least 2,797 people, adding that that number will likely increase. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meantime, President Trump is thanking Iran for canceling the executions of more than 800 political prisoners. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.